A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tainus Yud Dalid, Tainus 14a, pagination page 27, the very last line of the page in the middle of the line at the two dots. Our topic this morning is procedure versus personal need, specifically in the case of rain, where there is an entire section over here in the Talmud describing what to do if it doesn't rain in a timely fashion. So we have a very specific procedure as to Mondays, Thursdays, how to go about it, how many fasts, etc. And the Gemara over here is going to introduce how we would apply those basic concepts to other puranios, other difficult situations. Would we follow this procedure or not in cases of personal need when a specific locale has its own problems that it's dealing with, not the proverbial rain situation, seasonal, something that is on the books because it happens not so infrequently. How would these other types of problems be dealt with? Likewise, another example of procedure versus personal need, what happens if a specific country or city requires rain on a different schedule than the one legislated by Chazal based on Eretz Yisrael? How would those cities handle their requests for rain? Certainly, if they need rain, they're going to ask for rain, but how are they going to go about it? Is it going to be in the bracha of Birchas Hashanim, or is it going to be considered a personal request and limited to Shomea Tefillah as a personal request? So let's begin the Gemara. Bishnei de Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, in the times of Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Havat Sa'ara, there was a difficult situation, not to do with rain, some other issue. Goza Talas Esrei Tainios, and he legislated 13 fast days, Veloiani, and they still weren't answered. The problem still was there. The threat existed. We're not told what the threat was, but it wasn't one of rain. Sovar Lemigzer Tfei. So Rabbi Yehuda Nesia thought that he would make more Tanesim. Omale Rav Ami, Rav Ami told him, Arei Omru, they said, this is the quote, E matuich mes hatzibur yosamidai. You don't inconvenience the public more than necessary. In other words, we follow the Mishnayos meticulously, and you already hit 13 Tanesim, and you can't keep expecting the people to come through. Even though rain we view as a religious issue that is being withheld, but you can't push the general population to do another fast day, another fast day. That's it. You did what you could do as far as the procedure goes regarding this problem. Presumably, individuals would continue with their acts of piety to try to revoke the problem. Amar Rav Abba Bered de Rav Chia Bar Abba, Rav Abba responded, and he said, Rav Ami de Ovad legarmehu de Ovad. Rav Ami's comment over here to stop them from additional fasts on the problem that they were dealing with was a misjudgment. That was his personal decision. Elohachi Amar Rav Chia Bar Abba Amar Rav Yechanan. The quote that we work with is, Lo Shanu Elo Ligashamim. These Mishnayos that describe specific procedure are talking about rain issues, avalish armine pranios. But when you have other problems, misanin veholchin achayanu min hashamayim. If you have other issues, you keep fasting until you're finally answered. And rain follows a procedure. It's a seasonal thing. It follows certain guidelines. there's legislation about it, but if you have other issues, just keep going until the problem is averted. This halacha is brought in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Kuf Ayin Vav, and over there we're given examples of what kind of problem a community might be dealing with. Kishem Shemesanin Alag Shamim, just like their fast days regarding rain, withholding of rain, Kach Mesanim Ashar Tzaros, similarly, there could be fast days for other problems. Kigon, for example. Akum Sheba'u La'aruch Milchama, the non-Jews who are setting out in battle, and the Mechaber writes, even if it's not against the community, even if it's against a different community, totally nothing to do with us, but if they're passing us by, presumably because it gets a little wild, that's considered a tzara, a difficult situation, which justifies fasting or a prayer gathering. A little lahem mehem mas, or they're coming to impose a specific tax on this community, on this area. Traditionally, there was such a thing that there might have been a Jew tax, something unusual, taxing this specific community rather than an equitable tax. Of course, if it's an equitable tax across the nation, so then we pay it. But if it's targeted in an unfair way, again, there's concern. Alikach miyadam eretz, oligzer aleim tzara afilu b'mitzvah kala. Or if they're coming to take land, or legislate against even the most insignificant mitzvah, if there's such a thing as an insignificant mitzvah, hareyilu misanu masrim ad sheyiruchamu, they would keep davening until they're answered that Hashem removes the problem. And this is the first distinction that we're talking about when we are dealing, on the one hand, with rain, there's very specific procedure. On the other hand, when we're dealing with other issues, we would just keep going until answered. A second example of how things come together when we're dealing with personal situations as opposed to the standard procedure, in the second line of the wide, middle of the line, Shachule b'nei Nineveh l'Rebbe, the people of Nineveh sent a message to Rebbe the following question, Kigon Anan, what's with us? Da'afilu b'tekufas tamuz, even in the middle of the summer, ba'inan mitra, we need rain. So what are we supposed to do? It is not, according to the system of Jewish prayer, a time to ask for rain, but nevertheless we need it. Hechi navid, what should we do? Ki yichidim daminon, are we compared to individuals? O kerabim daminon, or can we be compared to a public? What do we mean? Ki yichidim daminon v'shamea tefila, are we individuals and we should insert our request for rain in shamea tefila as a personal request, but don't change the structure of the prayer? O kerabim daminon, or do we have the clout as a full community, as a public? O beberchas ashanim, and we would actually say v'sein talumato levracha in the middle of structured Shmona Esrei, in the middle of the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. And this, of course, has ramifications regarding communities such as Australia that are on a different schedule than the typical Eretz Yisrael season. Shalach Lehu, his response was, Ki yichidim damisu, you're considered individuals, uveshomeya tefila, and you would recite your request in the bracha of Shomea Tefila as a personal request, but it's not considered a change of the structured Tefila. This halacha is discussed with significant literature in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin, and one of the interesting compromises is that even though such people should recite their request in Shomea Tefillah, but if such a person made a mistake and recited it in Baruch Aleinu, the rules would be slightly altered, and when they repeat Shmoneh Esrei, they would make sure to do it as a tefillas nedova, as a voluntary prayer in which they have to add other new things, have more kavana than they did the first time. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.